Log Talk Radio.
February 27, 2018, and you are Making the List. I am your host, Pat McNeil. This is episode 6 of Making the List here on PW Torch Livecast. Today, we will compile our list of the top 7 enhancement wrestlers of all time. Our telephone number is 646-721-9828. 646-721-9828. No idea when they changed that back. Somebody could have warned me about that, but that's the number that it used to be, and it is again, 646-721-9828. Email address, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. The chat room is open right here on PW Torch Livecast, and you can send in your Twitter questions to Real Pat McNeil. And now, folks, let's get Soundboard Vince McMahon to help introduce today's guest. Soundboard, what's the reaction like for in the studio audience?
The fans have totally lost it.
Well, they have. All right, complete with his own theme music, let's welcome formerly of World Championship Wrestling and many, many other companies, Mr. Bob Cook. Bob, here's your intro. Hold on.
I've never spent much time in school, but I totally it is plenty. It's just yes.
All right.
My body
right.
Hey, hey.
Okay, there he is, Bob Cook. One of the mighty Yankees, mass superstar, the Steel Piranha, not known by many of other names, former WCW superstar. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Actually, I was called Shark Murphy, but let's not get all excited so early.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. It's only 5 in the afternoon here on the East Coast.
Piranha Steel is my partner, but he's dead, so it doesn't matter. Piranha Steel, that was my partner.
Okay, so you were Shark Murphy.
But that was only one TV taping, which went nowhere. Kind of like my career,
okay.
But let's not talk about that.
All right, so Bob Cook is here now. I've got to ask the question because we went on Twitter, and we always do when we post the draft of the list, just to get people interested in the show, and you were upset that your name wasn't featured on it. So your plan, Bob, is to help compile the list of the top enhancement wrestlers of all time and to name yourself on there.
No, I was actually kidding. I don't want to be on that list, but. I was just kidding. I really don't care.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Okay. Anyway, 646-721-9828. We are going to put together a list of the 7 top enhancement wrestlers of all time now. But by enhancement wrestlers, we mean wrestlers who were used primarily to enhance the top stars, to make them look good, to make them look like complete butt kickers, to make them look tall and handsome and muscular and effective, I guess. Is that fair, Bob? What am I leaving out?
Well, I prefer to call them pro wrestlers that didn't win very often, but if you want to call them enhancement talent, that's fine. I like the word talent.
Yes,
there's a lot of guys,
absolutely,
including a lot of the guys that we put over. Ooh, that could hurt if they knew who they were. But their egos wouldn't allow that, would they?
No, well, that's not why we're here. Although, if you want to, by all means, we can do that. So we're going to get your thoughts, fans, on who you think should be on that list, and then we'll rank them from 7 to 1. Bob, were there any other names that stood out on the list that you saw that you think should definitely be, you know, in the definitely be in the, at least in the top 10?
No.
No, okay, great.
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't remember everybody on the list. I saw the names that stood out the most, and I don't remember everybody on the list. I was too busy arguing with some idiot on Twitter.
Well, see, there's your problem.
I know. Some wrestling fans who thinks they can run the WWE better than Vince McMahon, who sits on a pile of cash while the wrestling fan scrapes for a dollar. Brilliant.
Yeah, well.
You know the two worst things in the world?
Do tell.
The two worst things in the world are people's opinions and their ability to spew them on social media. That's the second worst thing.
Okay.
I hate that.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay. Let's see. I received a text here. Actually, ignore the 646 number. It's actually 515-605-9345. Okay. 515-605-9345. That sounds right. So somebody here put up the wrong phone number for fun, I guess. Anyway, let's go to the phones, Bob, and meet your public, okay? He's ready, folks. Let's go to on line one. It is Ryan from Cumberland on the 814 area code. Ryan, welcome to Making the List. Hello.
Hello. My first pick to make the list would have to be the Young Stallions, just because they're the only ones to ever actually main event a major WWF pay-per-view yet, the Enhancement Talents.
Okay. What about the Conquistadors?
Who were the Young Stallions?
The Young Stallions were Jim Powers and Paul Roma.
But Paul Roma was part of the Four Horsemen. How can you consider him an enhancement talent? He may have done enhancement, but he was not an enhancement talent as his regular job. What's wrong with these
people?
Well, clue him in.
Jim Powers. What about Jim Powers, though?
I haven't thought about him in 25 years, so I would say okay. But I wouldn't put him on the list of seven.
All right, that's fine. Let's see. Well, okay, those are good suggestions, Ryan. Anything else that you have? You have the legendary Bob Cook on the line. He has wrestled for wrestled all over the world. He's fought everybody.
But I've never wrestled Jim Powers or the other guy, Paul Roma.
Really? You never wrestled Paul Roma?
No, it's a good thing, too, because he seems very bitter when I hear him talk on shoot interviews.
Well, that's okay. All right, I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
My next pick for the list would have to be Randy Hogan. You know, I'm sure Bob might have never wrestled.
Oh,
does Bob have any good stories about him?
Randy Hogan.
I have no stories about Randy Hogan at all. Nice guy, but I never saw him naked. I never saw any type of harassment suits put for him. So he probably didn't have as much fun on the road as a lot of us did, but maybe, I don't know.
Yes, that's true. So Randy Hogan, but you think that's a fine name for the list there, Bob? Randy Hogan?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember him being on that often. He just stands out because he looked a little like Hulk Hogan without looking like Hulk Hogan, if that makes any sense.
Oh, okay. It actually kind of does. All right.
I think he looked like Hulk Hogan if Hulk Hogan was bald at 20 years old and didn't shave. No, probably 14 years old, because he was only like 5'10" or something.
Okay, so Mr. Cook is so far not impressed with your nominations, but continue.
Okay, and I'm not to give any more nominations, but what do you think the ratings would be for Monday Night Raw or SmackDown if all they did was have enhancement talent matches like they did back in the 80s? Do you think that would hurt the ratings any worse than what they are, or do you think they'd stay the same?
I think maybe the first couple of weeks it would drop, but then it would probably go back to about the same. Bob?
No, I don't think it. I mean, if you use enhancement talent like back in the day, where a lot of the enhancement talent wasn't even talented enough to lace their boots, it would go down. I don't know. I don't think you can give people main event matches week after week and top matches throughout the show and then all of a sudden start, you know, thrown in. You look at old TBS shows. What were they? 2 hours, about 50 minutes of talking, and then squash matches the whole time. Maybe they'd throw Ronnie Garvin against Ric Flair in the end, and then go, "Oh, we don't have time for the whole match. See you next week."
Yeah, you can see hundreds of those on the WWE Network. But yeah,
for $9.99.
That was kind of the formula. That's right. Good deal. So yeah, I think probably the best use would be have some of the enhancement matches and some of the featured matches. Okay.
But they did that though.
Okay, thanks.
They built up Ron Strowman that way originally.
That was special because that was the only enhancement thing they'd put on a 3-hour show.
And then they tried to do the same with Nia Jax, throwing her a bunch of women in local towns you never heard of.
Yeah. They've done that with her too.
And they distracted her by throwing donuts in the corner and she got beat. It was weird, but it worked.
Okay. Hold on a moment. Thank you. So you're saying that you did not care for the Nia Jax Asuka match on Sunday night?
No, I like that. It was good. I give credit where credit's due, but I can't deny the fact that she probably eats too much.
Well, I probably eat too much.
Well, I know I do.
Okay. So we're good with that. All right. The number is 515-605-9345. Let me throw a name out there. The legendary George South.
For me personally, I would put George at number one.
Okay. We'll definitely.
Because not only was George a great worker. Yeah, not only was he a great worker, but he has tremendous respect amongst the boys in the business, and he continues to be part of it in a positive manner. How could you not put him at number one? And I hope he doesn't take that as an insult because I respect the hell out of George. I love George.
I doubt he's going to take it as an insult. I really doubt it. If he's listening, yeah. All right. Do you have a name that you think that should go in there?
Me or him?
Okay, Bob Cook.
Oh, I don't know. I'd put Barry Horowitz, even though Barry would hate that.
Well, because he's Barry the Winter Horowitz. Yeah, He might in fact hate that. That's true.
He hates the term jobber, but I hate the term jobber too, and so does Barry. But he was a great worker, though. So that's what we're kind of going on, right?
Yes, that is what we're going on.
Lost a lot, but we're great wrestlers.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So would that leave Ricky Attacky in or out?
I don't even know who that is.
WWF enhancement talent.
Wow, it doesn't ring a bell. So he has to be out. You know, if I can't remember their name, they can't be on the list because I used to have I used to know everybody from the losers to the stars.
All right, the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi.
You know, I never cared for his work, but for longevity, regardless of how maybe he stayed there, I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think I'd put him in the top seven because he has an action figure. You can't put him on. He has an action figure. So you
you're saying, there's no Barry Horowitz action figure?
No, there isn't actually, but there should be.
Probably
Barry,
should be.
He'll tell you.
That's true. Well, maybe he can call in 515-605-9345. Reno Riggins.
He was good. I don't know about the top seven. We only saw him on the AWA mostly, though, didn't you? Or did he do everything?
He eventually was everywhere.
I'll have to scour the network, the WWE network for $9.99, just to see.
Yes. Okay. Randy Mulkey and Bill Mulkey.
Definitely.
Okay. I feel like they have to be together as the Mulkey brothers. I just don't feel like ranking them separately. Yeah.
They were promoted, as something. But they were still the enhancement talent that was promoted as, you know what I'm saying. You know all about it. You're a historian, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, they
should
definitely be on the list.
I'm a podcast journalist.
I'm a historian.
That's true. I guess I'm doing this show.
I'm old.
Yeah, that's well, I resemble that remark. So, all right. Let me see before we take this to break. One who made it all the way to the Hall of Fame, Johnny Rods.
I mean, you can't put him on that list, can you? I mean, didn't he train a lot of famous wrestlers? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you put someone who's in the Hall of Fame on the enhancement list? I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you have to because he's in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake.
Maybe. Okay, now, I did find out, yeah, there was a lot of demand for you on Twitter. I think it was, you know, hey, McNeil's going to have Bob Cook on the show. I think part of it is they got you confused with the Bob Cook who trained Cain Velasquez in UFC.
Yeah. Crazy Bob Cook?
Anyway, yes, that's the one. Yep.
You had three people to comment instead of one?
Yeah, actually. All right, how about the gambler, Jeff Gamble?
I wouldn't put him in the top seven. Nice guy, real nice guy, but top seven, nah.
Okay. Is there anyone on the list of enhancement talents that you do have good stories about?
Good stories about? I don't know. Stories
okay.
I could tell? I don't know. No.
Well, that kind of, yeah. That's,
Joey
that's
Maggs.
Kind of what we're going.
Good Joey Maggs. Oh. I beat Joey Maggs on national TV, and I hurt his knee. That's not a good story, but it's a fact. And I did it by mistake, and I'm sorry, Joey. Rest in peace, my friend.
Okay. Does Joey belong on the list of seven?
Oh, I don't know. He's a nice guy. I don't know. Should we really put him on that list?
No. Okay. I mean, that's, you know, it's
up
top
to
of all time. It's not. It's the top of all time. Yeah.
Some guys might be offended by being on that list. I don't know.
Well, I don't think Joey's going to be offended.
No, I don't know. I'll ask him. I got his number.
I'm sure you do.
But it takes a bullet
to
the head to reach him. Oh, that wasn't funny, by the way.
No, there definitely is nothing funny going on here.
That was a suicide reference. That was a suicide reference. Go to heaven is what it was. That was a heaven reference.
Okay. That's what it was then. All right. Let's see. Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh, man, he was funny. Would you put him on a list as an enhancement talent? I mean, wasn't he a star in certain areas? And he was hilarious on the old TNT show.
Yes.
He was managed by Captain Lou Albano. He had that famous match where he pulled the guy's toupee off. Oh, come on. You can't put him on that list.
Okay, I guess not. Tell you what, we need to take a timeout. When we come back, we will take more of your calls. 515-605-9345. Also send emails pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Making the list will continue. Don't you go anywhere.
We know you're a pro wrestling fan, but you might like MMA too. And if so, check out our sister site, MMATorch.com, with live fight event coverage, including UFC pay-per-views, previews of all UFC and Bellator events, the daily news digest, exclusive columns, flashbacks, and much more. Check it out. If you're a fan of MMA, you'll be a fan of MMATorch.com.
And now, page two. Folks, we welcome back one of our all-time favorite sponsors here on the program, Harry's. That's right, Harry's. Fine, fine shaving products. Let's see. It says here to please make this genuine with your own voice. That's what the Harry's company says. So, Bob, I'm not going to use helium for this. I think that's what's good. So, what do you people love about shaving with Harry's? A lot of you love the quality of the blades. You know, having a nice close shave. Get a comfortable glide. But most of you like getting a great shave at a fair price. That's why Harry's stripped out unnecessary stuff like the vibrating handle, the heating, the blades, the 15 lubricating strips, and unnecessary costs. That's how they can deliver their blades for just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at a drugstore. And all their products are backed by a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their razors and their blades, they will give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up now at harrys.com/pwtorch. You do have to pay the $3 for shipping, but it is a $13 value, and you get the trial kit absolutely free. That should cover your shaving needs for the next 10 days or so. So go ahead, claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover the shipping. To get it, your free trial set includes a ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineers blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. And you can get it right now by going to harrys.com/pwtorch. That is harrys.com/pwtorch. All right, making list returns here on PW Torch Livecast. I am Torch columnist Pat McNeil. Been here for 17 glorious years, and some of those years I've done podcasts. Bob Cook is also here. He wrestled for, was it 15 glorious years?
Closer to 20, but I don't like to think about it because it depresses me. Thank you for depressing me. I just got up.
All right. Well, Bob,
although
well,
I did have like 3 matches last year, does that count as like almost 35
sure.
years then?
Absolutely. 25 glorious years or 35 or
Let's
35
say I had
glorious years.
Almost 20 years where I didn't have to have a real job because my wife had a good job, so I could pretend to be a wrestler and say I didn't have to work a real job, even though my wife had a good job.
Wow.
So there you go. But now she's not my wife anymore, so it works out better both ways. She took care of me during my wrestling years, and I don't have to deal with her now that I'm not wrestling. Wonderful.
Okay, let's see. 515-605-9345. Okay, so you don't have any stories about these guys that you can tell on the air. Is what you're telling me.
No. No.
Okay.
It's better to keep
All
the
right,
innocent. It's better to keep the guilty innocent.
Okay. What about Rocky King? Does he belong on the list of the 7 top enhancement wrestlers of all time?
Perhaps. I mean, he does a lot of good things now, you know.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't do good things then. I'm just saying he's like a humanitarian of some sort. Him and Jeff Foxworthy do a lot of things in the Atlanta area. I'd put him on the list. Why not?
All right, Rocky King. There we go. Okay, we'll get all
these. Put him on and take him right
up.
Off. That's what I'd do.
All right. Rocky King is there. Let's see. Other great the Italian Stallion,
Mike
Jerry
Jackson?
Sabah.
I put Mike Jackson on the
Mike
list.
Jackson?
Is he on the – I didn't
– No, let me put him – okay, let me put Mike Jackson on there. Do you have a good Mike Jackson story or a Mike Jackson story?
No, he was just a very good wrestler, and he still wrestles today. And he's like almost 70 years old, I think.
Still wrestles. Okay.
I believe, not too long ago.
Right.
Nobody quits wrestling. Dory Funk Jr. still wrestles, for God's sakes.
Yes, he does, yes.
And I'll be seeing him in a couple months, so hey.
Okay, but you won't have a match with each other. With each other.
No, but I will shake his hand, give a hug, and sit down and talk to him. Does that count?
All right.
Kind of a lockup.
Sounds good. Uh-huh. Okay, now the Italian Stallion.
I wouldn't put him on the list. No. Not the top 7.
All right.
He ran with George South. You can't. It's like collusion. You can't. You know. It's like monopolizing the list. Monopolizing, is that a word?
Okay. Monopolizing. So what you're saying is
monopolizing.
Yes, that's the one.
That's right. Like the Russian.
Yes. Okay. Jack Victory.
Well, Jack Victory. No. Oh,
okay.
I get it.
Thank you.
Russian assassin.
We do jokes here.
By the way, that one guy was stiff. His partner, whatever his name was. He's dead now. Dave Shelton. Go to hell, Dave.
Okay.
Bastard.
Yeah, he was also the Angel of Death. I mean, that was his
gimmick. I guess that fits, don't it?
Okay. This show has gotten dark. How about Dusty Wolf?
Dusty Wolf. No. Not top 7, no.
Okay.
In my opinion, I don't know. Maybe top 15.
All right. Good to know. So we got the
Maltese,
we got...
It's hard to decide what we're going by here. You have to kind of go by notoriety, but guys that could actually work, too.
Yeah, that ideally, yes. Notoriety, guys that could actually work, and I guess longevity should be in there, you know?
Because there was a lot of guys back in the day that did that on TV, and every time you saw him, you went, God, why is he back? He was so awful the last 20 times I saw him. And
yeah,
I'm talking about the
Road
Warriors
wonder...
when they started. No, I'm just kidding. Don't tell him I said that.
Well... No, I don't think I will. Okay, well, let's see. The legendary Bob Starr.
Bob Starr. I don't know. Was he around long enough? I love Bobby. I mean, I know. I still conversate with him on Facebook. You know that evil thing, Facebook?
Yes, I do.
It's kind of like Twitter, but not.
Right. That's how it. That's what we know it for. All right. Let's see if let's see if we have any other.
What are we at? What do we have so far? We got how many?
We got 5.
Oh, okay.
We've got, yes. But there's still most of the show to go, so.
Well, you should have made it 8 then.
Yeah, I probably should have. Oh, well. Let's see.
Okay, well, there we go. You want guys, not guys that maybe they were good, but they were only on a few times. You want guys that were on, like, a consistent basis.
Okay, Tony Zane.
Tony Zane. How long was he on? Was he, well, I don't know. Was he on, like, in the early 80s or mid-80s? I mean, he was a good worker. He was in horrible shape, okay. Kind of like me, but, you know, at least I covered mine up. Tony, get some new trunks.
All right. Tony, if you're listening, get some new trunks. Special Delivery Jones.
No.
No?
I wouldn't consider him a jobber because he, I mean, I'm sorry. I even hate that that word, and I'm using it. I wouldn't consider him an enhancement talent because he got pushes here and there. Hell, he had action figures based on LJN action figure, the first WWE action figure line. I know this because I like toys.
All right. So let's see. Okay, somebody on the internet thinks that Tony Zane was playing Joe Pedicino. That's kind of funny, actually. So I was looking up Tony Zane.
After a few all-you-can-eat buffets he was, but, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't know that that's fair.
Tony was a little large, but he wasn't Joe Pedicino large.
No, absolutely
not. Tony
also
wasn't in charge, whereas Joe was, so that's kind of a play on words.
Okay, let's see. Tony Hurricane Zane. Right. Oh, he's also Mr. Atlanta. All right. Great. Let's see here. I mean, a lot of the suggestions were from WWF period. The Duke of Dorster, the Duke of Pete Doherty.
You know, I would put him on a list simply because he was hilarious. He was hilarious in the ring, and when they let him talk at the Boston Garden, call the matches. Oh my God, he's like one of the funniest color commentators. Talking about color of all time.
Yeah.
So just from the entertainment standpoint, where most of your enhancement talent was just there to get the other guy over. Pete Doherty entertained you as well, you know?
All right. He got himself over.
I even saw, like, some kind of Hall of Fame thing he got and did, the speech he gave. It's on YouTube. Hilarious.
Okay. Let's see here. Tom Stone.
And he was in the movie No Holds Barred. So who doesn't love that movie? Except most people.
Yeah.
I like it.
They need to put that on the network as well. I mean, they own it.
That's weird they don't have any movies on there, but yeah, that's everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sure there's some kind of legality to it.
There probably is. All right, so Tom Stone.
Tom Stone. It wasn't the name Bulldog? No, I wasn't there, was it? Tom Stone. He was more in the AWA, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. But he's, I mean, that's
not that
that's
it matters.
What from.
We're talking about guys. I mean, he was a
right.
Tom Rocky Stone. That was his name, right?
That's
I wouldn't put him on top 7. Sometimes you should do like a list like top WCW type guys, top WWE, top AWA, because they didn't, you know, they didn't do all of it as consistent. Mm-hmm. Like I did WCW for like 6 years, and then there's other guys that did just mainly AWA. I never did AWA.
Why not?
Two reasons. Because and I didn't. No, I don't really know. No, I just never went out. It was like a long ways away. And they didn't pay people to wrestle on their shows like much money, you know?
That's true. How about Jake Milliman?
I mean, if you want to put him on the AWA list, but of all time, no, I wouldn't put him on there.
All right. I mean, he was a legend, I guess, you know. Okay.
Was he?
We're still looking. Frankie Williams.
No. He's only famous for one thing. He wasn't even a great wrestler. He got beat up by Roddy Piper, and he said one thing, and Piper thought he said something else.
Right.
I got no room for nobody. When all he said is, I don't run from anybody. But Piper didn't understand it. Here I am giving history lessons to people that don't even know who Frankie Williams is. But I know one thing about Frankie Williams. He's talking to Dave Shelton.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. All right. There we go. All right. Let's see. So, give me some of your names of some of your contemporaries in that WCW era.
Oh, WCW.
Yeah.
Boy, it's, you know, when you put me on a spot like that, I was just going to mention somebody who's a friend of mine I saw on the list, Rusty Brooks, who I've known
Brooks.
For 35 years. And for, you know, he was a really good worker for his enormous talent. And he was a great guy, and he's trained a lot of guys. I'd say put Rusty on there simply because you're letting me choose, and he's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Rusty and he Brooks. Wrestled Hulk Hogan, and I never even met Hulk Hogan. And I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan, but to let you in on a little secret, Brian Blair is a friend of mine, and he told me last week he's going to take me to Hulk's house so I can meet him. What do you think of that?
That's amazing. Well, you didn't cross paths when he was in WCW?
No, I quit working for WCW like mid-94, and he was just coming in, so I never got to meet him. I've always wanted to. And I don't care what anybody calls me. Bob Cox, I'm Mark. No, I'm not. I just like Hulk Hogan. It's not being a mark. It's a different wording nowadays. You can be a fan of somebody without being a mark. You can appreciate their work or their mark in life without being a mark. I just said that twice.
Yes, you did. Well, that's the problem. It sounds like something a mark would say.
Well, there you go. I'm a mark. What do you want? I got all the new Hulk Hogan action figures from last year cost over $1,000 just for three figures. So someone's a mark, and it's not me. Just don't tell anybody I'm a mark.
Okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Secret's safe with me. Let's see. Terry Gibbs.
Top seven, I don't know. He was a good worker, though. Kind of reminded a little bit of Harley Race, the way his style was, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if I put him in top seven, though. He was more WWE, too. And again, not that that matters.
No, not that. I mean, really
WWF, actually.
Okay.
Even WWF, maybe.
All right. Gary Royal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe you'd put him on. He was a good worker. He had that. He was part of that tag team. What were they called? It was with George South, wasn't he? Where they were under the mask. The Crude Connection or the Cruel Connection? Was that it?
Cruel Connection? Yeah. I think that they were a couple different tag team, mass tag teams, actually.
Yeah,
Depending on, you know.
Bright lime green outfits with the masks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds like them.
Brings back all those memories of the years that I just turned the channel when they came on. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, of course you're kidding. You wouldn't say something like that to your old friend Gary Royal.
I don't know if I ever met him, actually.
Okay, the number is 515-605-9345. Next week on this show, Ian Riccaboni will be by. We're going to debate and argue the seven best matches in Ring of Honor history. That should take a couple of hours, so you'll want to bring a good book. And Making a List will return after this brief timeout.
Rich Van, formerly of the Primetime Friday Laughcast with Bruce Mitchell here. I want to tell you about my new show, The Deep Dive with Rich Van. On Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern weekly, join us as we dive into a single subject, some weeks as serious as race, gender, and stereotyping in wrestling, to as fun as which IC champs could fit into another era, and anything in between. We'll have guests from inside and outside the Torch family to cover the subject of the week, and of course your calls and emails. Prior to each episode, I'll put out on social media the subject and some notes, places where you can also bone up on the subject of the week if you're so inclined. I'll also devote shows to two of my favorite international promotions, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Progress. All are welcome. No secret handshakes here because Saturday nights on the live cast are officially all right for diving.
All right, Making a List returns here on PW Torch Livecast on a Tuesday afternoon. The number is 515-605-9345. The email address is pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. We are here with Bob Cook, wrestling expert and legendary longtime professional wrestler in World Championship Wrestling, going over our list of the top seven enhancement talents of all time. And I have left off a few big names on the list. Well, big names being, of course, relative on this program, Bob.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of guys you mentioned about WCW, and I was thinking of Rip Rogers, who was like one of the best workers
of all time,
in my opinion. But I hate to even consider him as an enhancement talent. I know he did that type of work because I was a partner a few times. He's such a great guy. Yeah. But he also got pushes in different territories, and here in Florida he got pushes, and wherever, different places he was champions and stuff. Of course, a lot of the guys were actually that were mentioned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't think he would be disrespected. But I'd say you put him on that list because he was such a great worker, but he did do that type of work in the, you know, in the 90s, or maybe the late 80s and 90s in WCW. I don't know.
It bothers me
to put him on a list like that because he got pushes in places, and he's a, you know, he trains guys, and he does seminars like crazy. If you ever go look at some of his seminar stuff, he's hilarious.
Okay, I will have to look them up. Let's see. Dwayne Gilbert.
No.
No?
I mean, you can put him on that list because he was a character, but I don't know. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. That kind of defeats the purpose, though, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're, and he didn't get what you'd call a push, so buddy, you know, who knows how you look at that. And it's like the Brooklyn Brawler you're talking about. You're talking about enhancement talent or guys that weren't part of a company, you know, in the grand scheme. He may have not been pushed to the stars, but he had main matches with Terry Taylor in different places, angles on television shows, and worked the hell of a lot of house shows as well as private shows. Honkity honk. But he, you know, can't be on that list. Sorry.
All right. Let's see here. Barry Orton. No?
I don't know. You could put him on the list of looking incredibly old for his age.
Okay.
Look at him now.
Well,
I'm going to Las Vegas soon, and I think about four or five people that I walk into on the street begging for money resemble him from what I've seen recently.
All right.
Okay. That's not nice, but what can I say? I wasn't rode hard and put away wet.
Whatever you say, Bob. All right, let's continue. Ron Shaw.
Nah.
Nah.
Well, are we already at seven? We're putting one more to go.
No, we got, actually we have eight, but that's, yeah.
Actually,
right,
if we're going to put Rip on there, Rip should be right under George.
Okay.
That
sounds fair.
Not that it matters, but, you know.
Barry. Okay,
but Barry
so
got pushes in different places, too. He got pushes here in Florida. He got pushes in... Heck, he got a push in the WWE.
That's true.
Didn't he beat Chris Candido on a pay-per-view or something?
Yes, he did. No, I'm on TV. I think he beat him on TV. I don't remember how the rematch went, but yeah. Yeah, no, he did well. Let's see. I'm looking at some of these names. I'm not Mike Thor.
I love Mike. I mean, I haven't seen him in many years, but me and him had a few, a mini travels on the road and some pretty, some stories we can't tell.
Okay.
They weren't sexual,
stories you can't tell.
At least between the two of us. But anyways, Mike, I mean, because he's was a good friend of mine at the end of the day, I would certainly put him on the list. You want to put him on a list if we're going more than what we were.
Okay.
Because he was a guy who, you know, he got in really good shape for a period of time.
Yeah.
And there was a time when he without his makeup, he looked a little bit, not his makeup, but he looked a little like Sting without his makeup for a time. And we went to a bar one time and people mistook him for Sting. And we said it was his birthday and we got like free food and the cake and everything. And everybody thought it was Sting when Mike got in really good shape and he had the blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I think there was the one time, though, that he was disguised as Medusa.
Right. Yeah, he did that angle too.
Yeah.
But his wife like cheated on. I'm giving you personal information, but who cares? I haven't seen Mike in years. You know, his wife cheated on him with like his best friend. Then Mike lost all that weight, got in really good shape. And last I heard, he went back with his wife.
You're not his best friend then. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, she wasn't that good looking. But I heard, he went back with his wife. So that's what you call going full circle. And he probably got fat again too. But hey, that happens. I know what that's like.
You never know. Let's see. All right, who's? I'm looking. I'm a Cougar J. There's another legend.
Cougar J. I mean, I don't remember much about that kid. I think he was a decent worker. I think he did a match with Terry Funk once, which is more than I can say. But I wouldn't want to work Terry Funk on TV. What do you think of that?
Well, okay. Well, who did you like working on TV? I mean, I know you worked Dustin Rhodes a bunch of times.
Well, I love working with Dustin. Dustin was awesome. A lot of guys. I mean, Steamboat, Flair was awesome. Jerry Lawler was awesome. Cactus Jack. Or as most people like to call him, Dude Love.
Yes.
Bobby Eaton, Arn Anderson. The Steiner brothers were fun.
I actually saw you wrestle Arn Anderson in Columbia, South Carolina at the Township.
Really?
You were the suitable substitution for Chris Benoit.
Seriously? I have no memory of that. I know I worked him at the Greensboro Coliseum. I don't remember working the other one, but you never know. There were a lot of guys back then. I mean, most of the guys were easy. Never like worked right. with... what's his name? Big Josh or, you know, Matt Bourne. Eh.
Matt Bourne, yeah. Not your cup of tea?
Not a nice guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
But most of the guys are easy.
All right, how about Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker?
Oh, yeah, you could put him on a list. He was a heck of a worker.
Okay.
And it was also like their main trainer at the school for a long time.
Yes, he was.
I mean, we're obviously going more than seven, so yeah, he definitely would put him on the list.
We'll narrow it down to seven here.
But he was also part of like a tag team, and you know, I was supposed to be part of his tag team at one time. I was going to be, we were going to be the new State Patrol, but guess who screwed it up?
You?
Yep.
Okay. Lucky guess. All right. Oh, let's see here. We've come up with some incredible names, and Brian Costello.
Brian Costello, I don't even ring a bell.
So he must not have been very. Let's see.
I know Abbott and Costello, but I don't know any Brian Costello.
No, that's not it. I don't think so. Yeah, half of these guys. I'm looking, and half these guys, I don't really, you know. I'm looking through the list of TV jobbers, and you know, if they're not memorable, then. Yeah, what's the point, right?
I mean, Zan Panzer was a good worker. You know, he was Gene Anderson's kid, and
mm-hmm.
Joe
okay.
Cruz was actually good.
Oh, there you go. Joe Cruz, Zan Panzer. All right.
I mean, I don't know how many times. I mean, Zan Panzer, how long he was around, but he was good.
Well, that's important, yeah, but some longevity would probably be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously Gene Anderson's son. I don't really know. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Trent Knight.
Trent Knight, dude. Didn't he have, like, long hair? Everybody had long hair in those days. I don't know. Mustache?
Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't really narrow it down.
The classic mullet haircut that we all had back then?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain he had one of those.
I would put Bob Cook in it, like, 48 on the list, if that's okay.
48? Well, that's kind of
I'm talking about the guy from UFC, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That makes more sense then. All right. Okay, we're gonna narrow this down a little bit then. All right, we've already narrowed it down somewhat. George South and Rip Rogers and Barry Horowitz. You got near the top there. And the Maltese.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. That's okay, so you're most of the way there. I mean, geez. I don't know what we'll do for the next for the rest of the show. We got Mike Jackson.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Let's see.
And, I don't remember who else. Did I say Rusty Brooks? Just because he's a friend.
Yeah, Rusty Brooks. You did say Rusty Brooks. Yes. Okay. Let's see. And,
didn't we technically say that Johnny Raj should actually be on the list because he did a lot of that, but is in the Hall of Fame? So that's like a double whammy of cool. I mean, he did enhancement, but yet he's in the Hall of Freaking Fame.
How does that work?
I don't know.
We can put him in. Well, we can put him in. If you think that's cool enough, we can put him in.
I mean, he did enhancement talent for many years, at least on the television shows, but he also worked a lot of house shows, too. So, again, I can't what the criteria is. I mean, I worked a few house shows in my day, too.
Well, I mean, you could use Leaping Lenny Poffo by that standard, although I don't. I think he eventually moved his way past being an enhancement talent.
Yeah, I mean, he got a gimmick, and he still makes money off it because they make action figures. Well, they haven't yet, but they did years ago, but you know what I mean.
Right. I think I do, yeah.
I think anytime you're an enhancement talent, you're beyond just the enhancement. You're more than the enhancement, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah. If you get action figures and
right, you're getting action figures and notoriety and different. May not be in the main events, but you know, hey, anything past intermission is gravy.
Huh. All right. Let's see. I'm looking here. Yeah, it's kind of tough to. Yeah. Once you get past those top seven, I don't feel like there's a lot of people that we missed. I could be wrong, and I invite you to prove me wrong and send in an email, pwchurchlivecast@gmail.com. Let's see. Well, there's a bunch of questions here in the email bag, but I think that they're meant for other shows because they're
Uh-oh.
Not asking about
disrespect.
Okay, yeah, I know. I think that, let's see. Okay, Cody from Baton Rouge says wants to get thoughts on the Ronda Rousey segment Sunday night's pay-per-view. So, let's see. So that's sort of a mixed bag because it got Ronda over, which is what you wanted. However, you know, I think she's going to need some work. She's going to need some work cutting promos, and she's going to get it. I'm sure they're working with her on that right now.
No, I thought she did great. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, geez, I was arguing with someone the other day about it. It's like, it was her first time, for God's sakes. Most people couldn't talk in front of their neighbors without freaking fumbling on the line. She did it in front of thousands of people on a national pay-per-view, worldwide pay-per-view, on the internet, $9.99 a month. And so she didn't do it completely. But she did it sincerely, though. She acted nervous because she probably was nervous. She acted happy because she probably was happy. And when the time came to turn, and when she said that thing about, what are you saying, Kurt? Boom, everything changed. Her attitude changed. She got serious. I mean, I thought that was great. But people are so critical. I hate the criticism of everyone today. Nobody watches a show for the enjoyment of the show anymore. They watch it to nitpick, criticize, and critique. And I despise each and every one of them to their bloody core. And I'm only imagining them when they die. They're in a bloody pool of blood. That's what I'm imagining. I dream about it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so later tonight I'll be on the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast, where I'll be nitpicking and critiquing probably what happens on the show. So be sure to tune in, everybody.
Yeah, but that's what people do nowadays. Nobody watches anything anymore without analyzing it. I mean, I love The Walking Dead.
Well,
and I saw a guy's review of The Walking Dead where he said, "Well, there was one scene where the walkers were coming around the corner on the road. It went 30 seconds too long, in my opinion." What did he say?
Well, it's his job to analyze the show.
And I despise his job.
Okay.
There you have it. It was a perfect 30 seconds because it showed the multitude of walkers that were still coming towards them. These critics have no clue what to do. These are people who are looking for attention. Obviously, it's his job, so he has to create controversy, right? And I know I'm rambling, but you got me started.
Controversy.
Or somebody got me
controversy
started.
Controversy.
I think it was my father that got me started.
Cash or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know, but I hate the criticism. But it's one thing if that's your job, because that's your job you're getting paid for to be a critic, which is still a horrible job. Because all the negativeness does nothing. You're not part of the show. You don't make the show. You're slapping everybody in the face that actually worked hard on the show.
Not
in my
everybody.
Opinion.
Which
like anybody, it's like all these wrestling fans that rag on the wrestling today, when all the guys and girls go out there and bust their ass week after week after week, it's not
well,
easy.
Well, generally I try not to rag on the actual wrestlers. Generally I'm ragging on something who's not the people who aren't the wrestlers, because the wrestlers, for the most part, are great.
Right, and they're doing what they're told. I mean, so if the lines aren't what you think they should be, or certain guys aren't getting pushed, you think should get pushed. I mean... And I hate the analogy where, like they say, Roman Reigns is being shoved down people's throats. No one has ever been shoved down people's throats. It's whether you like somebody or you don't. If you like somebody, they can have him on all week, and you're like, oh, I love it. It's great. But if you don't like the guy, then he's shoved down your throat. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On that
nobody
note,
can like
we will be. All right, hold on. I want to go to break, but I'm torn. I want to go to break, but we have a caller. All right, well, we'll take the caller because we're nice that way. 407 area code. 407, please state your name and town. You're on Making the List. Hold on. Hello. Hello, go ahead.
Hey, Pat, it's Rusty.
Rusty?
Rusty Brooks.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Rusty.
What's up, guys? My phone is terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, I just called in. What's the topic? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Top seven enhancement wrestlers of all time.
Enhancement wrestlers. Is James Ellsworth on there? I'm sure he is.
No, he's not, actually. What do you think? What do you think of James Ellsworth there? What's that?
He doesn't count. Because he doesn't. No, because it's not that era.
I get you.
Not the era.
Barry Horowitz is probably my next one. Then Barry Horowitz.
Well, yeah, Barry's on the list. Yes, he did. He did make it.
Advice.
Good. Okay. We've done something right.
Yeah. Right. What do you got?
Not to mention James Ellsworth has action figures and T-shirts and no enhancement talent. Dude.
Well, yeah, I don't
there
know that
James Ellsworth does have a pretty sweet T-shirt. I'm not gonna lie. So.
You actually think that's a sweet T-shirt? Okay, let me pick your.
He has
you have a T-shirt. The flu is going around.
He has a T-shirt. All right.
Yeah.
George South, Rip Rogers, the Mulkeys.
The Mulkeys are probably my other choice. That's probably the best choice.
Johnny Rods, Rusty Brooks, the Duke of Dorster, Dean Doherty.
He's got to go with Rusty because that's his name.
You guys,
okay, that's
pretty much tab most of them. So,
yeah, I'm sorry we do that. Do you have a question? Do you have for the legendary WCW star Bob Cook?
Bob Cook.
What about Andre the Giant? He lost to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, ultimate. Enhancement guy, right?
Right.
Sorry, a little unprepared. Yeah, kind of just jumped in here.
Hey, never stops anybody else.
And I think you guys
are
good.
You're a perfect candidate for presidency now.
I'll leave you to it.
Okay. All right, well, listen, thanks for checking in, Rusty. We'll be doing one of these every week. Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, take care. That's Rusty, kids.
Bye, Felicia.
And
see, that's why I say he said he jumped in unprepared. He's a perfect candidate for the next president.
Well, we don't know about that. I mean, we'll see. You know, I don't want to get that far ahead. Besides, I already have 49% of 49% of wrestling fans upset at me. So why alienate
really?
The other 49%? Yeah.
Darn. What did you do wrong? Have me on the show.
Well, that came later. Anyway, making the list here on PW Torch Livecast will return, we promise, after this timeout. So stay with us.
No matter what kind of wrestling fan you are, Ring Rust Radio is the perfect podcast for you. Every Wednesday night, Ring Rust Radio breaks down the hottest news in professional wrestling, including Raw, SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-view reviews. That isn't all, as Ring Rust Radio also delves into NXT, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and New Japan to discuss the latest happenings in every major company. Ring Rust Radio conducts interviews with the biggest stars in the wrestling business as well, including Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, and many more. If you're looking for your wrestling fix with an entertaining twist, check out Ring Rust Radio every week on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, this is the PW Torch Livecast, a presentation of the Pro Wrestling Torch, and of course you can visit our website at pwtorch.com. If you'd like to become a VIP member for a low monthly fee, we'll have our friendly announcer guy by later to tell you how to do that. Making the list, episode 6, I am Pat McNeil of the Pro Wrestling Torch. He is Bob Cook of pro wrestling fame from World Championship Wrestling and elsewhere. And what do you do now, Bob?
I don't do anything, actually.
Okay.
As I sit here right now, I'm trying to think what I'm going to have on my pizza before SmackDown comes on.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Bob, how can people keep track of you via social media?
Well, I'm on Twitter. My Twitter name is EvilEye1, I think. I don't know. I don't look at that very often.
Yeah, that's
not that anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, you know. Actually, anything I post on Facebook magically goes to Twitter. I don't know how I did it, but somehow it works.
Okay, well, mine works the opposite way, but yeah, that's how you want to be. You know, you don't want to actually post to have to go to both sites and type the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't go on Twitter that often. I like to check what people are saying about the Ronda Rousey stuff and different things, but it just irritates me so much. You know, you have all these people that are just, they hate her. She shouldn't be there. She hasn't earned it. It sickens me. It really sickens me because I love Ronda Rousey.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Let's see.
And I can't wait till they get an action figure, darn it.
I'm sure she's going to get an action figure.
Oh, definitely. I just bought two Ronda Rousey T-shirts because they had them buy one, get one for a dollar. Not just her, but everybody on this site. So don't think she's not selling, people.
Okay. Go ahead on Google Shop. Get your Wayback Playback T-shirts. Pat McNeil, Jim Valley, the Nostalgia Podcast on the weekends. Anyway, so let's see. Yes, I see you on Facebook. I Hate People, I believe, is what you've written here.
Yeah, I just did that just a little while ago after I had an argument with some jerk on Twitter about Roman Reigns. You know, some guy who thinks he should be able to run his own successful wrestling show like Vince has for 60
years. Well, he can. All he has to do is buy the video game and plug it in.
Right. I hate today's wrestling fans. I hate today's wrestling fans. They can't watch anything, even if it's blatantly good or obnoxiously great. They don't care. They hate it. Roman Reigns busts his butt every single week, but you have a group of people that hate him and say, oh, he's boring, he sucks, he's this, that. When has he not had a good match?
He has good matches. I think personally he might be better, you know, they might be better off trying him as a bad guy. Of course, if he starts acting like a bad guy, the issue is that people are going to start cheering him.
Well, and no, in this world, the issue is that people go, oh, now they're trying to make us like him by him being a bad guy. Well, boo him again. We don't like him anyway. You know, they can't win. Like John Cena and The Undertaker, people complain about that. Oh, it's too late now. And if John Cena turned heel, oh, he should have done it 10 years ago. No one is ever happy. You know what the reason they're not happy? Is because they're married to a fat woman who has four kids, and they're not sure even one of them are theirs. That's the real motivation for their unhappiness. But they take it out on the rest of us by criticizing wrestling. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Oh, I was talking about myself. Sorry.
All right. So, yeah. So, Roman Reigns, we mentioned him.
Roman Reigns. I think he's great.
Yeah. Yes, he is a fine professional wrestler. I think that when they do make him a bad guy, I think he can definitely pull it off.
And the idiot fans who say that Braun Strowman was destroyed last, say, oh, they're tearing down Braun Strowman again. What are they talking about? He beat everybody in the cage, and it took three Superman punches and two spears to beat him at the end. That's not jobbing Braun Strowman to you uneducated goofballs. That's making Strowman look strong as crap.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They are making him look strong.
And I'm not a fan of Braun Strowman. Don't get me wrong.
You're not?
Talk about boring. I hate characters like him where they come out monster, he growls, and he's got like the worst promos in history with that horrible delivery. It's like a robot or something that Dr. Frankenstein made. So, you know, it's just not my cup of tea. But I don't sit here and criticize the guy. He's had some decent outings, and I don't care one way or the other what they do with him. Don't lose sleep over. Do you lose sleep over any of this stuff? How does it affect your life negatively in any way?
Well, you might lose sleep over
the show I'm on, but other than that, how does it affect your life negatively?
Well, the only times I lose sleep because of wrestling is when they end the show late and I'm doing the post-game show. Then I lose sleep.
You know, but do you get paid for it? Because if not, I'd just have to call in sick.
Yeah, I do. So.
Okay, whatever.
Other than that, no, I can't honestly say that I've lost sleep over things that they did. Besides, you know, if they do something that I think is foolish, then I can write an article saying, hey, that was foolish.
Yeah, but see, job, you know. As a wrestling fan, your job is to watch it. You have no control over it. Of course, you have no control over it here, but you're seeking attention for your deal because you make money or whatever you do for it. As your average wrestling fan, and I get it, everybody has an opinion, everybody's entitled to it, blah, blah, blah. But again, when you blatantly see good and then you only comment negatively, that makes no sense.
But that's not just wrestling. I mean, you talk about the people, the Walking Dead fans.
I know.
That. I mean, you know,
that drives me nuts.
Fans,
I love
Star
the Walking
fans.
Dead.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff. I mean, people are, they killed Carl. I'm not watching anymore. Well, first of all, I never liked Carl.
Alert.
He looked like a sissy with long hair. I never liked Carl. I could care less if he died. I didn't shed a tear. Now, if Rick or Michonne or Daryl die, I'll cry. But Carl, goodbye.
Okay. Well, he's still alive in the comic book. He's still alive.
And
in the
I don't care about the comic book.
But if you want to follow Carl, you can do that
book.
There.
That's
but
right.
They can see him there. Yeah.
Or they could go back and watch season one and start over again. I forgot all about the beginning, so I could start over and be like new to me.
Okay. that's probably why you enjoy the WWE Network so much.
I do like the WWE Network. I think it's the best thing that Vince ever did, and it probably wasn't even his idea.
All right.
But everybody takes credit for it.
Well, he should.
And I heard they're adding, like, all the episodes from All-Star Wrestling from the 70s when Superstar Billy Graham was world champion. That I want to see.
That is the story that they're adding older stuff. Like, and All-Star Wrestling is rumored to be – I don't know what years of All-Star Wrestling they're going to add, though.
Well, I heard it was 70s, so, you know, Billy Graham.
Hey, there's not nearly enough 70s wrestling on there. So, yeah, I'm in favor. Yeah. Absolutely.
They had a lot more 70s stuff when they had the old WWE 24/7 show.
Right. I know, but they –
But I'm sure all that will get – it'll all get added eventually. What, they got like 10,000 hours now?
Right. They're just making sure that they always have stuff to add.
And from what I've heard – the least watched stuff on the networks is the old stuff. So people who complain that don't add old stuff, watch the stuff. Quit complaining.
Well, geez, I thought the least watched stuff on WWE Network would be Swerved or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I've never seen that, so perhaps I've swerved myself away from it.
Yes, good call. Okay, so let's see. So let's go over this one more time. Make sure we've got it correct before we lock it in and save it for posterity. Number 7, Rusty Brooks. Number 6, Johnny Rods. Number 5, Mike Jackson. 4th, the Mulkeys. Number 3, Barry Horowitz. Number 2, Rip Rogers. And number 1, of course, George South.
And he even calls himself number 1, George South. Do you know why he does that?
Why does he do that?
Because his favorite wrestler growing up was number 1, Paul Jones.
Wow.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Thank you. All right. That's great. Okay, so, Bob, where can people see you in action or inaction, as the case may be?
Well, I will be at the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion the end of April, May, whatever that is, the end of April, beginning of May. So come by and say hi, and I'll pretend I didn't hear you and walk away because I don't like people.
Okay.
But other than that, that's where I'll be.
You'll have to say hi to our good friend and usual co-host, Jim Valley, who will be at the Cauliflower Alley again. So I'm sure he'll say hi to you.
Perhaps.
Announcer guy?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun going there. Have you ever been there?
I'm afraid not. See, I'm married.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm trying to say.
You're going to a wrestling reunion. Shawn Michaels an award.
Yes, they are.
And the president of the Cauliflower Club is Brian Blair.
I know, your friend.
And by the way, seeing we're talking about it, and I know you probably want to get out of here, but anybody who's part of the wrestling business needs to belong to the Cauliflower Club. And if you're a fan, you should join because you're helping wrestlers. And you know what the club's about, don't you?
I do, but why don't you explain it to the nice people since you're telling them why they should join?
Well, what the club does is it helps wrestlers who need help financially. Well, they just recently helped my friend Jerry Gray, who's suffering from cancer. They just recently helped Rick House Brown, who's also suffering from cancer, and countless other guys through the years. They help them out, not just people who are sick or people who have gone through divorces, financial problems, whatever they may be. They help them a little bit in their time of need. And the money that they make during the year through the memberships is how they fund this club. So basically your membership fee, which isn't much, it's only like $25 a year, and you get a bunch of really cool colored newsletters, like 3 or 4 a year, 4 or 5 a year. I don't know what it is. I think it's every other month, whatever. But you get cool newsletters that keep you up to date on the club. And then the big reunions, like 4 or 5 days long, all the legends are there. It's just an awesome experience. It's a brotherhood of dysfunctional like nothing before. Last year, Ken Patera was there, and he pissed in a flower pot and told stories about it. And everybody was mad at him because, he almost got thrown out of the hotel. But that's a whole other story.
Yes.
Well,
that
was 2 years ago. I'm sorry. I didn't go last year.
All right. Oh, do you have any other good quality stories involving bodily fluids?
Well, there was this girl in Atlanta once, but we won't talk about that because there's a lot of harassment cases going on now, and I don't want to file charges against her or anything.
Okay. Very good. All right, Bob, thank you very much.
And then there was this one
in
New Orleans. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yes. Well, New Orleans in time for WrestleMania.
See, yeah, we like to call that incident. We call that incident the Renata incident. And no, that wasn't a hotel. That was her name, Renata. That's a weird name, by the way.
It's different. I'll grant you that.
But I call it the Renata incident.
Okay. Kind of like the noodle incident. And on that note, we will bring another episode of Making the List to a close. Thank you to everybody who tunes in. Thanks for all the callers. And we'll be back next week with another fresh episode. Bob, it's been a pleasure. Evil Eye One on Twitter. You can follow Bob there. Let's see here. I want to make sure I've got this
and that's
correct.
That's spelled E-V-E-L
as
in
Evil Knievel.
Knievel, not evil as
that.
In, well, you know, most people.
Okay. And Bob will not be trying to jump over trash trucks in a parking lot. But
I'm actually going to have problems getting out of my chair even, so jumping's out.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bob. And thank you very much to all of you. We will return next week with another fantastic episode. Until then, I know many of you are interested in subscribing to PW Torch VIP, and our friendly sponsor guy is going to tell you exactly what you get and how to do it. So check that out. Good night.
PW Torch Livecast listeners, I invite you to get even more of what the Torch offers by becoming a PW Torch VIP member. Not only do you get ad-free access to our website, the mobile site, and the desktop site, and access to about 30 years of our archives, including over 1,500 back issues, and thousands upon thousands of hours of our audio shows going back to 2004, plus tons of retro radio shows from the 1990s. But you also get over 15 VIP exclusive podcasts per week, in addition to ad-free editions of these PW Torch livecasts throughout the week. So we take the ads out of the PW Torch livecast for VIP members and then give you over 15 other podcasts per week, including what started it all, the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show. I host that with Bruce every weekend, and we spend a couple hours talking about the biggest stories of professional wrestling and wrestling history. It's one of the longest-running weekly pro wrestling podcasts on any subject. And it's one of the main reasons people go VIP and stay VIP. Another is The Fix with Todd Martin. I host that every midweek with Todd, and we get Todd's expertise and opinions every midweek on current events in professional wrestling, not just WWE, but all promotions worldwide, including New Japan. Plus, we end every show with some expert MMA talk from the LA Times columnist and SureDog contributor, Todd Martin. And there's so much more. The Every Single Day Weight Killer Hotline with news updates every single day, Monday through Friday. And every Saturday and Sunday, I do the SE Editor format of the Weight Killer Hotline, where I answer VIP member questions in depth. And there's so much more. There's the Wayback Playback with Pat McNeil and Jim Valley, Wrestling Audio Community with Sean Radican, the WWE Future Pass Show with scouting reports on prospects and a look back at the indie career of current stars, the PW Torch East Coast Cast Extended VIP Edition, the retro radio shows. Every Thursday, a new retro radio show from the 90s drops, from the early 90s or the Attitude Era. And last but not least, my in-depth Raw and SmackDown reports. You can get a full chronological rundown of every episode of Raw and SmackDown with my analysis of the show in-depth every Monday night and Tuesday night. So check out details at pwtorch.com/govip. We give you a lot here at the livecast, but there is so much more. The vast majority of our work is for our VIP members, and you can become one today. Go check out details on a subscription at pwtorch.com/govip.
So for a tasty treat that's good to eat, try Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people. Soylent Green, made from the best stuff on earth. People.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Seacrest, out.
Bye, Felicia.
This is love.